Yeah, I think it wasn't such a big hot topic, really. I mean, the third Karmapa, I think, was, to my knowledge, the first one who actually, in a more substantial way, dealt with it. And that was almost at the same time as Dalpopa. And of course, Dalpopa was the big bang, I would say, in Tibet in terms of, Buddha nature teachings, in terms of his Shantung view. To which Buddha nature, I mean, that's the bedrock, basically. And of course, as we all know, he got a lot of flak for his approach because it was at the time extremely radical, and he used unknown terminology and presented things in a very, outspoken way. So I think yes, Dalpopa is definitely one of the major figures, and the third Karmapa as well. Like he wrote a treatise on Buddha nature, and also in his other writings, like he has a commentary by him on the Nagarjuna's Dharmadhatu Stava that also talks a lot about Buddha nature teachings, and other texts by him. And then, of course, there's Taranatha in the Jonang tradition, and Kagyu tradition, eighth Karmapa, definitely. Like he wrote a text that is a digest on basically the fourth vajra point of the Uttara Tantra in a more experiential manner, which is also translated in the When the Clouds Part. Gyaltsabche, definitely in the Gelugpa tradition, major figure with his great commentary on the Uttara Tantra from completely different point of view, but definitely milestone in Tibetan history on writings on Buddha nature. But I think in general in the Gelugpa tradition, Buddha nature is not such a big deal. Way less than in Kagyu and Nyingma, basically, because it's considered a provisional teaching. Or as Gyaltsen puts it, I mean, it's a Madhyamika, Prasangika view teaching. Then, of course, Chamyung Kongtrul, following largely Dalpopa, Taranatha, but then also throwing in, like he wrote some commentaries on the third Karmapa's Buddha nature text. Mipham Rinpoche to some extent, because I mean he said about himself he's not a Shantungpa. Like he said, I don't have the burden to defend the Shantung view. But he wrote actually a commentary on the Uttara Tantra, and also he wrote an extensive text on basically those three reasons we were talking about, like positively, from a positive point of view, very different from the eighth Karmapa. So if you want to see those both sides of, cutting it down and like really elaborately defending it, then you can look at the eighth Karmapa and Mipham Rinpoche in contrast. And Mipham Rinpoche's text, The Lion's Roar, on that is really excellent. Longchenpa, I would say, yes, though of course he's known for his Dzogchen teachings, but if you look at his text, he talks extensively about Buddha nature. Like that's a big thing in his writings, definitely. Who else? There's probably other people. Oh yeah, of course, Gerlo Zsaba. And I think, again, Klaus Didamatis brought that to the more wide public audience. And his commentary is really intriguing because unique, because he is the only one I know that actually links the Uttara Tantra teachings to Mahamudra explicitly and repeatedly in different ways. So from that point, that's a very interesting approach. And his commentary is also very extensive, draws on a lot of sources, and even actually makes remarks about the Sanskrit of the Uttara Tantra and refers to different translations, which is quite interesting. So in many ways, you could say he's almost like a little bit into, modern, comparing different editions, text critical analysis and stuff like that. And yeah, it would be great if it would be translated. I mean, Klaus Dieter started, but, and I talked to him And he said, yeah, he's still planning on doing that. So that would be great when that comes out, because that's a very unique Buddha nature view position that hasn't been highlighted in any other, you know, Western debate or that I know of, other than, yeah, Klaus Dieter's book and whatever I wrote in the clouds part. So, yeah, that's, I think, that's all I can think of right now. And of course, in Sakya, it's also not a big deal. I don't think there's a much going on there. Of course, yes, with one exception, Shakya Choktan. And he was a student of the seventh Karma and that Karmapa, and that's obviously when he changed his view or whatever, and also came into the Shantong camp. But his view is also very particular, and recently there has been some work done on that. Excellent work. So we know more about his position, but I think it's so complex in different texts that there's still way more work to be done. Mm-hmm. Like he wrote a whole text on just the five Maitreya texts, mm-hmm. pretty long one. So yeah, and his Shantong interpretation is also very different from everybody else's. And it's said that even his opponents say his Shantong view is extremely hard to defeat. So I think that's the main persons I would think of.